There is nothing worse than untapped potential. If you know that you're made for more, this is the place. I know that every successful person I've ever met has one thing in common. They do not let themselves fall victim to their circumstances. They figure out a way to rise above it. So join me on this journey where I help you to be better, do better, and have better in life and in business. If you're feeling stuck and you're needing some practical tools, some hope to get you to that better life, this is definitely the place for you. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I'm your host, Lachelle Weedme, and today we get a chance to talk to Natalie Karen. You guys, she is a conscious mom who's ready to change the world through our kids, and I am so excited for us to get a chance to get to know Natalie better and to hear all of her beautiful wisdom on how we can show up in the world better for ourselves and all the little ones who are watching us. So Natalie, thank you so much for popping into today's show.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me. It's a really deep pleasure to be here.
Oh my goodness. Well, I would love for you to tell us a little bit more about who you are and how you love to serve the world today.
Oh my goodness. Who I am. Well, I'll start with a little bit more of a personal side. I am, and then get into all the more formal stuff. I am a mom of one and expecting another in about 4 weeks. So it's coming along. And I'm out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Lived and was raised here, so love to travel, all that fun stuff. And my journey to helping women is a long and vast one, like many of us are in this field. And I've come to know myself through darker periods in my life, and I've channeled and funneled all of that passion and all of that knowledge into what I do today and how I help and serve women and serve humanity. So I really help women unlock their true potential by digging into their energetic field and their energetic scope. I'm a spiritual energy specialist, a certified natural health practitioner. So I really combine the holistic viewpoint into the coaching work that I do. And I absolutely love what I do.
That is amazing. And I am so excited to dive into this because, you know, many of my listeners know that I have been completely geeking out on everything brain science and quantum physics related, because I do understand the power of our energy and how our emotions and how all of the things that have going on in our lives impact the way that we show up and impact the way that we can accurately, just impacting the world, way that we can show up in the world and do its justice, right? And so I'm so excited to dive into that. Let me know a little bit more of your backstory, if you would, Natalie. Share, you know, what it was, those dark times that really led you to the space where you're ready to show up in the world and serve in this manner.
Oh my goodness. Well, like any journey, there's so many different layers to it. So right. I'm not sure I can tackle every single one, but I will try my hardest to just highlight the most important things that I found the most impactful. I'm trying to figure out where to start. I'm going to start here. I'm being called to go here first. As a child, I think since I was born, I have been very, very sensitive to the world around me. Mm-hmm. And that means a multitude of things. There are so many different sensitive women out there, sensitive people. And like, that's really one of my goals in my life, is to really help and nurture those women, because, and those, the younger women as well, because it's those moments and those times and that part of ourself that seems to be squashed and hindered in life, just the way how life is operated right now. And how you mentioned at the beginning, through parenting. So my experience was just that I always really felt super different. Mm-hmm. I always kind of felt left out, like I didn't really belong. I mean, I had friends and I was popular, but deep down inside, there was this part that I kept shifting and molding and hiding and putting all these different masks on to try and just fit in and have a normal life. Mm-hmm. Even though, like, at the time, I was completely unaware that that's what I was doing. Mm-hmm. So no one really understood who I really was until later in my 20s, for those who stuck around and I'm still friends with and the new people I know now. So on top of that, it didn't help that I came from a home that was suffering from alcoholism, and I found different ways how to cope. I eventually, in my teenage years, found my own way to substances and found really, really dark moments in there. And then just attracted not so great situations to myself. Just had some relationships that had emotional, physical abuse. Found myself in some relationships and some like random, just unfortunate situations of sexual abuse. So there's just been an array of darkness that I've had to overcome and a lot of layers. So with all of that, I had a big hole to climb out of. And I found that there wasn't really the type of support out there that treated me on a whole. I treated that part of me that is so sensitive and so highly attuned to spirit. And what was really missing was my connection to myself. And I think every woman, it goes to every woman when we feel so disconnected and so out of balance, it's because we're missing that connection to ourselves. So with lots of help and lots of guidance and support and following my own heart, I found my way back to me. And I keep evolving and throwing myself into different areas that I find really passionate and how I can serve women to do the same. Because honestly, if I can do it, anybody really can.
And there's so much power in your story, because I think that oftentimes when we feel stuck, we feel like no one else understands how we, you know, are doing and how we got there and what we're feeling like. And I think that when we as women especially can acknowledge that feeling stuck and recognizing that there's hope when we hear stories like yourself that have been able to get out of that stuckness, right? And really kind of finding your way back. And there's so many things that I relate to, and it's almost, you know, I'm curious, and you guys that are listening to this, I'm really, really curious if this is a thing that everybody experiences or it's just there are certain people, but I 100% felt aligned with you talking about how you never felt like you could really be yourself. And I was like a chameleon is how I described it, you know, just really did whatever I could just to not get kicked off the dining room table is how I talked, you know, at school, because I'm like, I was always afraid that I was one stupid sentence or one bad outfit away from not having any friends. Now that didn't happen. And I had relationships, but I was just so afraid of being myself because I would have been rejected. And I'm just curious if that's a thing that everyone goes through in their awkward years, or is it, because I also feel very sensitive. And I think that it's just interesting that you bring that up, because it was an instrumental part of who I was growing up and then growing into really, or finding my own way back to my own self, just like you were saying. And there'd be times, and I don't think I've ever said this on the show before, but like there are times where I literally just feel homesick, and that doesn't make any sense unless you realize that it's homesick for like, for what you know to be true and who you are at the core. And yeah, I don't know. I've never said that before on the show before, but I completely understand what you're saying.
Yeah. And, I completely understand what you're saying. Although out loud saying that I feel homesick makes absolutely no sense. But I've said that countless times, and, it's really how I've put it down to is we are all one energy trying to live separately. So in a world, first of all, that is so disconnected from one another, and it's all about, we've adopted this consciousness of every man for themselves. And social media doesn't really help with that. There's amazing things social media does, and there's also things that in its polarity that it can create, which is a disconnection from one person to another, as weird as that is, because it's social media.
Right.
Social, and it is, but it's still, I sometimes can find it can be distracting, although it can be used as a very powerful tool.
Right.
So how I put it down to is that because we all come from a space and a feeling of oneness, we come here on earth and we feel so separate from that. So there's a longing and there's a homesickness. We can almost cure it, because it's not until we go back to our original source and our original heart and meet ourselves that we hopefully no longer feel that.
Yeah, it's so powerful. And one of the things that I have been really diving into is just really learning how our emotions have energy to them. A lot of people don't understand that, you know, our thoughts, our emotions, our energy. So talk about that a little bit, because I'm sure that you have all kinds of knowledge around that space.
Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness. I mean, every single emotion has a particular frequency, mm-hmm. and each particular frequency attracts the same frequency to you. And that's like, you know, all of the very refined work that I do with women is really how to create their own life through understanding what that frequency means, mm-hmm. And changing their energetic patterns and following energetic laws that exist to really create the life that they are after and magnetize those situations to themselves. And this is something that's on the rise so much right now. So emotions are really energy in motion. And we are energetic beings who are constantly moving emotions through ourselves and energy.
Right.
And we know that we can get less stuck along the way, mm-hmm. because those emotions and those energy frequencies, which are one and the same, can sometimes and most often, if they are repetitive emotions, get stuck in sort of an energetic loop. Mm-hmm. So it's this like pattern that keeps going on and on and on. And sometimes it turns off, but then a situation happens and it gets turned back on again. And then we're in that loop again. And so it kind of feels like that's sort of what that feeling stuck pattern is exactly. So a lot of the times is when we are stuck in those energy patterns and that frequency, it's like a broken record that just keeps spinning and spinning, that lives in our subconscious mind that's been there a really long time. Sometimes it's from this lifetime, sometimes it's from others, and so on and so forth. If you go into the real like metaphysics, quantum physics area of that. So the key to that is really just diving into the subconscious through, I use meditation and journaling, and I use guided meditations for my clients to dive in and retrieve that pattern, where it came from, how it came to be, and really what it needs to heal so that the pattern stops. And then your soul, your energy field is free of it. And you can, and then you create space within your field and your conscious mind to really hone in on what you want to be feeling versus what you're sort of, we're stuck on autopilot. So you get to choose now what you want to fill that space with, which is extremely empowering.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Absolutely. A lot of people, you know, aren't familiar with this sequence of things that happen, right? So our thoughts create our emotions create our actions, and our actions create our results. If you want to feel something different, you can create a different thought pattern that allows you to feel something different. And so when we oftentimes feel stuck, especially those of us that are sensitive and have a really high emotional being that we're in touch with, it can feel like our emotions are ruining or running our world. When in reality, what we can do is decide to shift our thought pattern, which allows us to then shift our emotions into something that we prefer to be in.
Oh yeah, I 100% agree with that. I mean, that's it in its simplicity. I personally found it so hard to do.
Yeah.
It took years. It took many, many, so much trial and error and so much digging deep and so much inward time with myself, and changes on my outside of practices that really had me shift that all around. But that's essentially what got me out of those really dark moments.
Tell us a little bit more about that. Give us some practicalities that we can start to consider or think about or wanting to learn more about that can help us get from that place of stuckness to, you know, where you are right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I focused on input and output of energy a lot. So once I really understood energy after going to school and being in school, it was kind of like I already knew that to be true. I just needed someone to confirm it for me. So once it was confirmed, and once women step into this power, at least for myself, I could put the particular practices in place. And this is three that I really focused on. A big one was nutrition. And I know that that sounds like, okay, well, how does that affect one or the other? But when our organs are healthy, our brain is healthy, and we're working optimally with less inflammation in the body, and we have such a nice detox going on, that is actually helping our energetic field not only work optimally, and energy to flow inward and outward more fluidly, it also, that detox every morning with just like a warm lemon water is really detoxing emotions as well. Our organs store emotions. So I was really, really, really focusing on food is medicine and heals, because I swear to you, it does.
Yeah.
So I just fed my body what was helping it thrive.
Yeah.
It was through trial and error. So I started looking at food as energy and putting up.
100%. And that's one of the things that a lot of people don't realize. Like, we completely just dismiss what we put into our body. And one of my friends is a master neurolinguistic programmer. She's amazing. And she and I were chatting the other day about how if you do muscle testing where you have your arm, you know, out and you know, it's strong or solid in the yes ways, but it's, I'm trying to like give you guys a sense. Those of you guys who are listening, imagine my arm is out 180 degrees from me. And then if it's a no answer, like I get weak, right? So just placing a packet of sugar in your hand makes you automatically weak. Try this out. It's so freaking fascinating that our body has this optimal way that it functions. And when we talk about energy and frequency too, I want to just break this down for those of you guys who are new to this concept, because energy itself is the atoms that we have that make over. So if you dig back into those cobwebs from, you know, high school science, remember that everything in the world is made up of atoms, and that there are electrons that rotate around that nucleus of that atom. Now that is the frequency is how fast, or the pattern in which those electrons are rotating around that nucleus. And we measure how fast with hertz or frequency. And so when we think about it, the higher the frequency, the faster, right? Wouldn't you say this is how you describe it? The faster those electrons are rotating around. Now, if I think about when I'm in a really good mood, and I would say like, I have high vibration energy, I'm excited, I'm happy, I'm full of joy, I'm full of love, I'm vibrating higher, I'm vibrating at a faster frequency. When I'm feeling worthless and hopeless and tired and angry and all those things, I have this like, she's doing this thing, this downward spiral of energy, and those energy vibrations are measured at a lower frequency. They're much lower, you know, and heavier. And so food will actually disrupt that beautiful energy flow of the different, you know, cells within our body. And scientists have determined like blueprint frequencies that, you know, our pancreas vibrates at such and such a frequency when it's in its healthiest state. And things that we do, our emotions, what we eat, can disrupt that energy flow. And that can lower our overall body's vibration and not allow us to be in that peak performance.
Mm-hmm. And that's really, I mean, to the core of it. I love talking to you, by the way. that is really at its core of it. When you talk about, so I talk a lot about reaching someone's highest potential. Mm-hmm. When your frequencies are in your organs and your atoms are working at their highest frequency, you actually can reach your highest potential, because that frequency of those atoms is exactly the frequency that you are magnetizing to yourself, because essentially you are a magnet. So if you are feeling joy and happy and success and abundance, that is what you are bringing to your everyday life.
Yes.
And it happens while you sleep. So that's why money is frequency, food is frequency, everything is frequency.
Yes.
And then if you feel those lower ones, you're going to start attracting job opportunities like that, or worthlesses, or those lower frequency situations. So
yes,
you really have the power in your hands, is what I'm telling you.
So. 100%. And you know, that's just it. Like, when we can choose different thoughts that raise our vibrational frequency. And there's something, you guys, if this is a new concept to you, there's something called an emotional vibration scale. And that will tell you that, you know, love is at this certain hertz frequency and, you know, worthlessness is at this such and such a frequency. And so when you can actually see it on this scale, up and down vertically, you can really get a sense of what this looks like. And you know, correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm not explaining this very well, Natalie, but there's something in the quantum world called entanglement, which allows for our energies to become immersed with the energies around us, which is what she was talking about, that we're all kind of one energy. And what happens is when we have a higher vibration, we're going to entangle with other vibrations that are at that nice high frequency. So if you're surrounding yourself with really positive people and positive experiences, you're going to continue to attract more of that because of the entanglement energy. But if you're around people who suck the life out of you, toxic relationships, toxic work environment, you're going to continue to have entanglement with that kind of energy, and you're going to get more of the same. And that's why oftentimes we feel stuck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it right there. Oh. Yeah. No, it's really that. And it's the best way that I can describe that is I always say, like, if you're at a concert, that performer at the front has this frequency, this energy that it ripples out into the whole crowd of thousands of people, all the way up in, you know, the nosebleeds.
Right.
People feel that person's energy because as one, we're one moving unit. And that's like such a beautiful concept as well in terms of like group work and when you're talking about healing together or just the power of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Energy and connection. Like we really, really thrive and need that to survive. So yeah, food was definitely a huge, huge one for me. That was where I started.
Yeah. And then, so that was your first of three. So what's your second?
My second. So this was output. So this was my release. So I focused on food to fuel me and heal me from the inside. Mm-hmm. That was my input. And then as I was detoxing through all of that, I needed an output. I needed a release. Mm-hmm. And that was through movement. So sometimes it looked really high intensity movement where I don't think I've ever said this on a podcast before, but I used to be able to leg press, and sorry if your jaw hits the ground, 720 pounds.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, like I really, so some of my, and those were in moments where I really needed, you know, and it's not like a moment where it's like, oh, a day. No, it was like a couple years where I was releasing such intense darkness from myself that I output it all into really high intensity workouts. So that was it. And that's where I started. And now I found a beautiful balance between, you know, weightlifting and yoga and Pilates and walking and all the healthy, beautiful things that movement does for you. And what that does is it keeps the energy, which is emotions, in motion. It helps it.
Yes. Yes.
Body. So your, I want to call it like discarding when your body no longer needs certain energy. Mm-hmm. And you're sort of like how you process, it's like a filter. It all goes through your body, your organs, down and out through the bottoms of your feet, which I never point my feet at anybody because I'm like, I don't need you getting my stuff. And if someone's pointing their feet at me, I will literally get up and move. Note that for when you're in a yoga class next. I always move in the opposite, like,
that's so awesome.
Yeah, you don't want it in your head because this is where you receive, right?
And yeah.
So I would always make sure that I had an energetic release of some sort. And sometimes that was a gym. Most times that was working out and moving my body. And other times it was through journaling and just breathing and breath work and meditating and just releasing in an energetic, very mindful way. So that was my second one. And that I found to be a really important part of my journey. And I incorporate it so much into my programs because release is the stepping in, using your willpower to step into your empowerment to say, I no longer need this energy, and I no longer need this thought pattern, and I no longer need this person, this relationship, this job, this emotion in my being anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's your declaration. So energy follows intention, which is the thoughts, right? We go back to that. Energy follows intention. That's an energetic law, just as like attracts like energy. That's an energetic law. So you can't change them. They're not going to change for you, for someone else. They're always going to work the same. just in case you're doubtful, like, oh, is it going to work? Yes, it will, because that's how energy operates. So I really just focused on those two are my top two. Yeah.
Yeah. And anything else that you haven't had a chance to mention that you were doing or that you tell other people to do that really will help them move forward?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Besides like just the multitude of different treatments I got from different practitioners of just mindfully understanding what my body needed in that moment. So sometimes it was, so the third one I want to say, if I had to categorize it as something to just keep it organized for those that are listening, I would say reaching out for help on other people in the community, and choosing mindfully who you're going to see. So I reached out to different practitioners at different moments for different things that I was moving to. So one that I can say that I actually incorporate into my program, and always consult with your healthcare practitioner or provider before moving forward with anything I'm about to say, but a colonic, which is,
I have not done one. No.
Yeah. So we know now that like your second brain is
your gut.
So yeah. Everyone knows that. That is like a thing. And so knowing that, but then just putting the energetic perspective on it, you hold so many toxins and so many emotions of old stagnant energy and past experiences in your gut. So I know that when I've moved through something big or need to move through something big, I turn to that as a big physical release, emotional release, energetic release. And I tell you, it's like closing the chapter on an area of your life. So that's an example. Another one is, I mean, a lot of people, I can attest to this, sound and music is just an incredible thing. I don't know. Are you familiar with Dr. Emoto's work?
I am, but feel free to explain to the people who are listening.
So, okay, everybody, if you're listening and want to explore sound healing a little bit better, you can look up Dr. Emoto, who did a lot of research on the power of sound.
Yeah.
So he took water molecules, and we're made up of what, 73-74% water?
I don't remember. Yeah. But we can even put a YouTube video on the show notes, guys, so that you can see what she's talking about, because it's really interesting. But it's really
interesting. Yeah. So we're made up of mostly water. And so when he tested sound with water molecules and how they change and the forms they change into, they actually changed into stuff, something called, I like to say it as like sacred geometry. So these beautiful patterns that were even and like magnificent and beautiful, like a snowflake.
Yes.
And then when you put on other types of sounds, they would like change and like distort and do different things. Yes. So sound was something that I used so much, because when I couldn't get a grip and nothing else was working and I was I knew I was triggered, I knew I was activated.
Yeah.
I went to either a sound practitioner, or a lot of people are buying those crystal bowls, or I put on a song that just uplifted me and changed my molecules so that I could take a breath of fresh air and then come back to myself. So it was just these different modalities that I incorporated into my everyday. There's literally so many, but it was all about coming back to the present moment, and you really have to find what works for you. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful exchange.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm going to go back to the water molecules, because this is so beautiful. And I'm going to, like I said, I'll put the YouTube link in the show notes, guys, for you to see this, because it's so, so fascinating. But when they, you know, shared love, for example, or, you know, spoke blessings or prayer or positive intention into the water molecules, it formed this beautiful, intricate designs. And that's because the frequency that's associated with that intention or that prayer or that blessing or that song was higher. Mm-hmm. And now when they, you know, talked down or yelled or did that, you know, talked badly to the water molecules, it formed this like globs of morphed together, mm-hmm. you know, patterns. Do you remember? And so it just goes to show that the way that we speak to ourselves, the way that we speak to each other, the way that we choose to intentionally raise our vibration is going to create this beautiful, beautiful pattern in our lives, not only in our body energetically, but in our lives. And if we are constantly talking down to ourselves, talking down to others, surrounding ourselves with all of that negativity, that's when we get this energetic ball of, you know, globs of things that come together and it don't allow us to truly live out to our potential. And so there's so many things that I think that science is now catching up to what people have been doing for thousands of years, tuning into ourselves and tuning into the world and and everything that's around us inside this beautiful universe to help our bodies heal. And Western medicine is really behind in figuring out how all of this stuff works, but it's so fascinating.
Yeah, I know it's so fascinating. And I agree with what you're saying 100%. It's kind of like all this beautiful wisdom and knowledge that was known so long ago is now coming back into our consciousness. And that's just humanity waking up, having this beautiful awakening together. And it's leaning on other people out there and your community out there and podcasts and just everything, your resources around you to support your own awakening that's happening within yourself. And awakenings are usually really messy and feel chaotic, but there's so much beauty in the chaos. So it's kind of like strapping on your seatbelt and just hanging on and looking out for the signs and following your heart. And but I think that science is now catching up and it's going to just be beautiful when all of it sort of comes to life and gets discovered. And then from there, I think even more will be discovered. So it's just, I'm just so excited for that.
Yes. And I mean, for those of you guys that don't know, you know, a lot about me and my background. So I have my formal training in anesthesia. So I have my doctorate in anesthesia. And at one point in my career, I was a professor and I actually taught evidence-based medicine and evidence-based practice. And I have a very unique perspective on evidence. Now, one of the things that I think we have to be mindful of when it comes to some of the things that we're learning about here and in other conversations that I've had is that because of the way that our world is and the way that our healthcare system is and the way that our research arena is, we can't capture everything in beautiful research. And I just want you to be aware of that because of we wouldn't want to purposely put someone in harm's way. So our ability to do a prospective or ahead of time randomized controlled trial is very, very rare because of the conditions that we cannot put ourselves in knowingly. And so it's really hard to get high level research in some of this stuff. And so I want you to just keep an open mind that even though I have that scientific background and I do understand research, these are all things that I completely am learning about and embracing wholeheartedly, because just because we don't have a meta-analysis in some fancy journal does not mean that it doesn't exist. And so I just want to reinforce that. Like, this is beautiful stuff. And I would rather anecdotally look to see what has worked for people and follow that over someone picking and choosing what shows up in medical journals. And so, that's just my two cents, my soapbox on that, because I think that we diminish some of the stuff that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And it's so, so powerful. And I don't want anybody to dismiss it just because they have that paradigm of things that they look for. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks. Thank you so much in honoring your wisdom and just like everything, like your background and where you come from. And it's true. There's so much that's left undiscovered and new things are being discovered every minute and things change all the time. So it's just a matter of calling in the information that resonates with you. So even if anything, I always say this to myself, was my discernment was that if it really felt true for me in my heart, there's this vibration and frequency of truth. Yes. And feel it ripple in your bones and you just know. And sometimes that works for you and sometimes it doesn't work for somebody else. And that's okay. So just following that truth frequency, I'm sure the listeners can feel that, like, that's true. I know that that's true. Yeah. And then if you want to dive further into going to find, you know, resources and books and things out there that support that truth, then that's great. But sometimes that inner knowing is also all you need.
Oh my gosh, 100%. And I actually have a resource that I put together for you guys that are interested in learning more about just quantum science and how it can apply. I actually have a Facebook group that I put together called Quantum Leap. And I put some of my favorite books, some of my favorite resources inside of that. So if that's something that you want, feel free to, I'll put that in the show notes as well, just so that people have access to that. But is there anything else, Natalie, that we haven't had a chance to discuss that you really want to make sure that we touch on before we depart?
Oh my gosh. We talked about it so much. I love the conversation. I think it's great. I love and honor your perspective so much. So I'm just, I believe I shared everything I had in my heart. And yeah, just I had such a great time on the show and talking to you. So thank you.
Yes. Well, thank you. And best of luck to the upcoming baby that is going to be entering your world. Now, you guys, I know that you loved this as much as I did. If you want to learn more about the things that Natalie is doing, the things that she's learning, want to work with her, you'll have all the ways that you can do that inside the show notes. If you haven't already, make sure that you hit subscribe so that you can catch all of the amazingness coming up and leave a review. Let Natalie know all of the beautiful things that you learned from our talk today so that she knows exactly how she was able to serve you and bless you. And if you haven't already, make sure you take a screenshot, share this in your story, share this episode out to whoever who needs to hear it, and let us share you back inside of stories if you tag us so that we can celebrate all of us as one. It's been so much fun, Natalie. Now, one of the things that I always do before I finish up my interviews is I ask the guests to give our audience a question to think about that's going to move them from where they are to where they want to be. So what does your intuition tell you that you should share?
Okay. The question that I think a daily question or a weekly one is, what is your energy input and output every day? So what are you giving yourself that's fueling you, and what are you outputting every day into the world? And that there's so many layers to that question. So yeah.
There is. I mean, that could be an episode on its own, girlfriend. So we could totally like spend the next hour talking just about that. I love that so much. You guys, I hope that you all enjoyed this. And Natalie, thank you so much for popping in. You guys have a great rest of your week, and I will see you here next Wednesday. Bye, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the Untucked Podcast. I am so grateful to be on this journey with you. And don't forget to check out the show notes if you want to get into my private club, The Better Club, to be able to learn better ways to be better, do better, and have better. So until next time, keep showing up. Let's get unstuck together. Have a great day.